The Man Who Escaped, Episode 10.
Rossi and Wilcox jumped in a police car and followed Fletcher's truck for several miles. Finally, Fletcher's truck went off the road and hit a tree in front of a house. Rossi and Wilcox ran after Fletcher, but Fletcher circled around the house and drove off in their police car.
Fletcher finally remembered who the man was.
Rossi of the FBI, of course,
Fletcher said to himself. He slowed down so he would not attract attention. He felt nervous in the police car and he wanted to get rid of it.
I wonder how they found out about the truck,
he asked himself. Then he remembered the police car he saw on the Leavenworth Road near the farm and the policeman who tried to stop him.
That's the answer,
he thought.
That policeman was on his way to the farm. Somebody finally helped him. He went to the farmhouse, and then he radioed the police.
Suddenly, he saw lights on the road ahead of him. Two police cars were parked across the road. It was a roadblock. The two policemen at the roadblock were shivering in the cold night air.
Give me a light, will you?
One of them said. The other policeman held out his lighter. Just then, they saw headlights approaching.
Oh, it's a police car,
one of them said.
Do you think they're bringing us some hot coffee?
They both watched as the car came closer. It was coming very fast.
Isn't he going to stop?
It doesn't look like it.
Well, shall we stop him? Our orders are not to let anybody through.
Then they heard the siren. It was obvious that the police car was not going to stop. The two policemen hesitated for an instant. Then both men jumped into their cars and quickly moved them off the road. They watched as Fletcher raced past them. After going through the roadblock, Fletcher knew that he had to act fast. Soon there would be police cars everywhere. The railroad yards were just a few miles ahead.
I'll jump on a freight train,
he decided.
That will be the safest way to get out of Kansas City and to get to Chicago to look for Kincaid and Hooper.